going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keefe?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
What a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and we start with something that might make you feel a little bit better, Jones, about Will Campbell.
Oh.
This was a couple of days ago, and obviously the signs were pointing towards the Patriots drafting Will Campbell. Well, I stumbled upon a story about Will Campbell that I think is going to sway some people.
Okay.
So Will Campbell didn't dress for a high school playoff game his senior year because of a pulled groin.
Soft.
His team was losing.
Uh-huh.
So he got dressed under the stadium at halftime and asked to enter the game in the third quarter. He told his dad and coach, quote, just let me go one drive and see how I feel.
So here's,
and then I didn't come out, uh-huh, and they won the game. Uh-huh. It's like when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and led the SCLSU Mud Dogs to a Bourbon Bowl victory. This is exactly like that. And you'd take Bobby Boucher at four.
Yeah, I would.
Holy smokes.
I'd take him at one.
He had like 15 sacks in the game.
No, I mean, you took the words out
Bobby
of my mouth.
Bobby Boucher should have been the number one pick. Will Campbell hurt. Pulled his groin. I started that story. I'm like, this doesn't make me feel any better. But then he inserted himself into that game.
There's so
they
much
ignored
I need to
the doctor.
Have a throwing touchdown.
Ooh.
Bobby Boucher does have a throwing touchdown.
No, I mean, no one's saying we're taking Campbell over Bobby Boucher.
No.
Bobby Boucher is one of the great guys. We're just saying this is like, it's Bobby Boucher like.
It's similar to Bobby Boucher.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl?
That was Will Campbell in high school. And they won that game. Put me in for one drive. Run behind me, coach. Both from Louisiana.
How about that?
So.
You connect the dots.
No, feel a little bit better?
I honestly do. After hearing that, I had kind of forgotten about that story from earlier in the week. I do feel better about the selection of Will Campbell at four.
It was a pretty spicy Bruins press conference today. Damn near an hour. And Cam Neely was getting a little prickly. And even at the end, kind of called one of the media members into his office, which led to a pretty good what if.
Better.
You also mentioned at the very end of the press conference, Cam Neely gets up and he kind of signals to
if
somebody.
If you want.
A dead man, they hit me with a salt shaker.
If you want the video, our pals, What Chaos, Deej and Pete, they have a video of Neely after the press conference looking at a reporter and giving him one of the, come with me, I want to talk to you. Give him one of those.
If that was directed towards you, are you going in an office with Cam Neely?
No.
He would pummel you.
Well, I wouldn't.
You'd go in there and be like,
I wouldn't without a giant poop in my pants. I wouldn't go in with clean underwear. I can tell you that. Yeah.
Puts the blinds down. Turns the security camera off. I'm like, what are you doing, huh? Hey, Cam, what's happening?
Hey, Cam,
what's going on here?
Whoa.
What's going on here? Yeah. Can I turn my phone on? He's like, no. Give me your phone.
I'm recording this.
Give me your phone.
I don't consent to any of this.
I have a camera on me at all times.
It's hidden
in my hat. So that could have gone south.
Closes the blinds and turns off the security camera.
What's happening here?
You're like, what is this?
What's happening? Another great week for calls here on the program. Here's a quick caller medley for you.
Ooh. David's in Rhode Island. Hello, David.
Backing up a truck.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm on the road all the time, every day.
Nice.
So, anyway, thanks for taking my call. What I wanted to weigh in on, if I could, is two things. First of all, I like your show. Thank you. I'm glad to see Gresh. I'm glad to see, I'm sorry, Keith. I'm glad to see you back on the daytime where I can hear you in my commute.
No doubt.
Thank you so much. So,
you're
listen,
welcome.
I know the Missoula family from growing up.
Right.
I knew Joe's father and uncle. So,
double
I grew up in the town next to Johnston. They are beloved. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, that's good. Good stuff.
Triple brag is what you said. You know these gentlemen, the town next to Johnston.
Yes.
Jacob is in the car. Hello, Jacob.
Oh, all right, I have 2 points that prove your everything's an inside job theory wrong. Can I go on the clock? All right, we all know the Pope died late Sunday, early Monday, and Nick Castellanos didn't hit a home run. Kind of fishy. He always dies when, or he always hits a home run when a tragedy happens. I always thought the 2 for Tuesday was an inside job. I ended up winning yesterday. I'm going May 3rd against the Twins with my cousin Scott. So to everyone listening, keep dialing. You'll get it. Thank you very much.
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
He thought it was a sham. It's legit. No, you do give away tickets to the Red Sox every Tuesday.
It was a very, very impressive way to blow up my everything is an inside job theory. Good job.
This next one may have really upped the stakes when it comes to bets, maybe show bets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
So my Rockets pick, they need to win this one. They need to at least split the first two games. They're down
at home. Yeah, I would say they're going to need that because that we weren't sure if it was a buyer's opportunity or a sucker bet.
Excuse me? I'll take that.
Yeah, no, I would. That's definitely the one.
Where's
I would
the go. Line?
A sucker's bet, excuse me, to get Houston plus money.
Lord. Grab bag is now NSFW.
When we lose a bet. Those are the new stakes on this show.
Grab bag.
No bet. No bet.
No
bet for
that's
me.
That's not as bad as Christian Yelich.
Not going down that road. Got a little out of hand.
No, it's high
a
on
little
that
out of hand.
Level of stakes, but it's not the Yelich home run bet, no.
And then finally, Chris Scheim, WEEI's draft expert, was in with us yesterday, and he had an opportunity to grade someone's draft plan.
Oh, yeah, this is good. We'll have Scheim grade your draft plan. You can go on the clock. You can have 30 seconds. Let's start with John in Rhode Island. You're on the clock, John.
Hey, guys, happy draft day. We made it. It's like Christmas in April. Listen, my draft plan is we need 2 players tonight. I don't care the order. We need 2 starters, whether it's a running back and a guard, a running back and a tackle, a receiver and a tight end, a running back and an O-line. 2 players tonight. I'm happy, and we celebrate with our pants off.
All right, maybe landed it there at the end. Now, he wasn't very specific
there
on the players.
A lot of specifics.
So,
not
I
a
guess
lot of details.
Great, kind of an incomplete, not to steal. I don't, you can grade the plan.
I thought Shai was grading.
No, I know, but kind of incomplete.
Yeah.
But 2 players.
Yeah,
I
no,
didn't
no.
about two
he,
players.
He turned it in, so I'll give him a C+.
Okay, good.
I do.
Turn it in gets turn a C+ plus from Professor Shai.
Yeah, take because
class.
He's right.
We did get a bunch of texts after that of people trying to one-up that caller by saying, 3 players.
Yeah, smart.
You're
very smart.
3 players.
No, but then, like, 2 plans later, Scheim, somebody turned it in and he gave it a C-. It's like, I thought you were getting a C+ for turning it in.
I don't think we should have had Scheim grade anything, is what I'm starting to think.
We didn't talk that one out fully before we did it.
There you
go.
There's your weekend review.
I don't appreciate
what
the Twitch.
What a weekend spend. What's the
I don't
problem?
Appreciate the Twitch chat.
What?
Saying, Scheim's a draft expert. He's one of the big 5.
Yeah.
Kuiper, McShay, Jeremiah, Schrager, Scheim.
Does he do a mock draft?
Yeah.
Does he do 4 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he also did the what he would do mock. He almost did 5.
Did he host a draft show?
Yeah, all night.
Okay.
You're going to hear their reaction to the selection last night. They were not thrilled.
I mean, I don't know what makes you more of an expert than that.
Yeah. You can take that up with Chris Scheim, I guess. 617-779-7937. That's the Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back into the pick last night. What else happened in round one, including should the Patriots have moved up for Travis Hunter? The Jaguars did it. The Patriots could have too. Should they have? We'll get to it with your phone calls next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.